Meeting, second part of it at 7 p.m. So this is a public hearing on the land use items before us. And the committee present, all the board members are here tonight. April's going to get attendance on that. I don't know. Do you want us to record it? Yeah, please.
Youth and Governance, Kuhagan. Youth and Governance, Sisal. Supervisor Franco.
Here.
Supervisor Gashke.
Here.
Supervisor Carroll.
Here.
Supervisor Basha.
Here.
Supervisor Kubicki.
Present.
Planning Director Bueller.
Here.
And April Webb, Recording Secretary.
All right. Sounds good. We did have a working session at 11 o'clock a.m. yesterday. It was Andy and I. I joined virtually and got up to speed on all the important stuff we're talking about tonight. Legal posting in the newspaper, Andy, we all good there?
We are. So we had the agenda posted in the Kenosha News as a Class 2 notice. It was posted on April 27th and May 2nd.
Okay. And first item on the agenda then is the petitioners at the table here. So they already came forward.
Yes, so thanks for coming forward here. I'll read this into the record, and then we'll ask you to present. So we have item 5, which is Dale T. Sporline Revocable Trust, 25222 52nd Street, Salem, Wisconsin, 53168. Owner, Rick Sporline, 25222 52nd Street, Salem, Wisconsin, 53168. Agent, requested an amendment to the adopted land use plan map for Kenosha County, 2035, map 65 of the comprehensive plan from farmland protection to farmland protection and rural density residential on tax parcel number 304-220-124-0120 located in the town of Brighton. And with that, we have a map, and I'll run through a couple things here before we hear from the petitioners, just so that you can put this all together. So we have the a comprehensive plan map from what we just read, which is just showing this area right here. That is being requested to be changed, and then that ties into a rezone that they have, which would be coming next, that would be indicating that they would be rezoning that particular area to coincide with the comprehensive plan change. We also have some wetlands that have popped up on the wetland inventory map, and then all this is being done because there's a certified survey map being presented tonight to create this 5 acres here of property with some buildings that would be removed. And so with that being said, I'll turn it over to petitioners. If you can just state your name and address, and then just state the reason why you're going through all of this.
My name is Terry Sperline. I live at 25222 52nd Street in Salem, which is really bright. I guess our post office burned down in 1967, is what I understand. My husband is a dairy grain farmer, and my 4 sons are all in farming, and my brother-in-law, Dale. We have property in Paris. That 40 acres is going to be solar with that mess there. But anyway, we purchased these 120 acres 2 years ago.
Yeah, 2020.
With farming for the land, because we're milking just shy of 500 cows. At the farm, and then for our young stock and feed and so forth. And we do plan on putting better buildings on that property because all those buildings are ready to fall down. The house is inhabitable. It was built in 1860, and we donated it to the Kansas Belt Fire Department, and they wouldn't even burn down the upstairs because it
was... Well, they didn't want to go up the stairs. It was terrible.
There was 3 outhouses on the property. There was no kitchen sink. It was rough. So when we looked into purchasing this, it was too good for my son Andrew, because I would like to build a house on the farm. And
well, first you're going to buy the house, but it wasn't worth buying.
It wasn't worth buying. I wouldn't raise a dog. Okay. And I'm really not that fussy, because my house was built in 1875. But it was better than that. We had chickens running around in the house when we bought the property on 52nd Street. So anyhow, we were, with the zoning changes that have been made that we're joining Paris, is why we want the additional 2 parcels but we're not planning on doing anything in the near future with them in case there's a financial. Farming is such a gamble. Sometimes I wish I could buy him a ticket to Vegas and then just come home and
hey,
we'll make do. But he loves what he does, and my sons love what they do. And I'm a participant. But anyway, Andy and Kayla would like to just build on the 5 acres. They're just going to put a single family home. We're going to knock down that, what do you call it, Chef?
Ben sent me some days ago, the building is part of his property, and he's supposed to have a house first before he put a building wall. That's no problem. It's old. We're not going to use it.
So that will probably come down as soon as the corn gets in the ground this year.
So if there's a problem, they can just knock it down.
Yeah, I can knock it down.
No,
I don't know if you guys have ever been by the property, but it was an eyesore in the town of Brighton. So was our place when we bought it.
I don't even think the buildings were that bad, but they are work. They got a pretty good machine shed there, but that's about it.
Yeah, the metal shed is about the only thing that I would want it. But I'm not really that fussy. So that's what we plan on doing. We plan on farming it, keeping it in crops, and just, like I said, we've already burnt down, tore out the foundation of the previous home.
Yeah, you can build basically on the same area. So
essentially you've done the land prep in advance of this request.
It was inhabitable, the homes, truly. There was holes in the floor, and it was a hot mess, just very much a hot mess. So is there any other information you need from me?
I'll just add, when you mentioned about the two parcels, I mean, they're only looking at doing one parcel right now, but they worked with leaving 300 feet of frontage here to be able to create a second parcel, because through the scoring system that Brighton has now, they qualify for the additional potential lot, and so they're reserving space for that to be accomplished sometime in the future if they or some other future owner ever chooses to do so.
And now with this development guys, they say that they would keep the line straight with the 5 acres, and we would build on the 2.5 acres.
Correct, right. That this line would be straight right here.
Hook animals on it or anything. That's what that. What was the guy's name again?
Jeff.
Yeah, Jeff Menkel. He's the planner for the town of Brighton.
Okay. Pretty straightforward. So. Any other questions of the committee members here? Okay. Thanks, Amy. Andy reminded me this is going to be a roll call for the comprehensive plan amendment, so we're taking item number 5 first. And I got to ask if there's anybody here that is going to wants to speak for this petition. Anybody that wants to speak for this petition? Okay. Seeing none. Anybody here to speak against the petition? Anybody here to speak against it? Seeing none. Andy, we did talk about this as well. The town was in favor of this unanimously. You want to just confirm that for the committee members?
Yes, we do have that the town met on this. I don't have it right in front of me, just a second. But the motion passed unanimously.
Okay, sounds good. So again, this is on the comprehensive plan amendment. Can I have a
motion to approve?
Second.
Motion by Supervisor Bashaw, second by Supervisor Kubicki. Because this is a roll call vote, April, can you please ask us?
Youth and Governance, Kuhagan?
Aye.
Youth and Governance, Sizel?
Aye.
Supervisor Franco?
Aye.
Supervisor Gashke?
Aye.
Supervisor Carroll?
Aye.
Supervisor Bashaw?
Aye.
Supervisor Kubicki?
Aye.
Ayes have it.
All right.
Item passes.
Item passes unanimously, so sounds good. Moving on to item 6 then.
Yes, so item number 6 is DLT's 4-line revocable trust, 25222 52nd Street, Salem, Wisconsin, 53168 owner. Rick Sporlane, 25222 52nd Street, Salem, Wisconsin, 53168 agent, requesting a rezone from A1 Agricultural Preservation District to A1 Agricultural Preservation District, R1 Rural Residential District, and C1 Lowland Resource Conservancy District, and a PUD Plan Unit Development Overlay District on tax parcel number 304-220-124-0120, located in the town of Brighton. And I was showing that map. I'll just bring that up here, which is just the rezone map, which is this one here, which that R1 would correspond with the comprehensive plan. It would be consistent with what was just approved. And then again, we would have these wetlands that show up on the wetland inventory map provided to us by the Department of Natural Resources.
Okay. I guess we'll just start out. I think we're pretty clear on what's happening here as a committee. Any other questions of the committee? Can I get a motion? Nope, I gotta ask the public, don't I? So, anybody here to speak for the petition? Anybody here to speak for it? Seeing none. Anybody here to speak against it? Anybody here to speak against it? Seeing none. Again, the same thing with the town.
Andy? Yes, and I do have that on the screen now. The rezone, as well as the comprehensive plan, was brought before the town board on May 8th, and a motion was made to approve it, passed unanimously.
Okay.
I have a move number six, the rezone.
Second, third, fourth.
Motion by Supervisor Gashke, second by Supervisor Franco for the rezone, item number six. Any other questions of the committee? Seeing none, all those in favor, starting with Yig, state aye.
Andy.
Aye. Committee members, all those in favor, state aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? It passes unanimously.
So then we can move on to item seven, which is DLT Sportline Revocable Trust, 25222 52nd Street, Salem, Wisconsin, 53168. Owner, Rick Sportline, 25222 52nd Street, Salem, Wisconsin, 53168. Agent, requesting a certified survey map on tax parcel number 304-220-124-0120, located in the town of Brighton. And then again, we have the certified survey map here. It has been reviewed, and staff is recommending approval subject to conditions.
Okay, so still part of the same parcel then. Have you, as the petitioners, reviewed the conditions of approval? Okay, and you agree with the conditions of approval? Okay, sounds good. Any questions the committee members have?
No questions.
Seeing none, any members of the public here to speak for the petition? Anybody here to speak for the petition? Seeing none, anybody here to speak against the petition? Anybody here to speak against the petition? Again, seeing none. Again, the town recommended approval of this unanimously at the same May 8th meeting.
I'll move it now.
Second.
Okay, motion by Supervisor Kubicki, second by Supervisor Bashaw. Any other comments of the committee members? Seeing none, I'll ask the Youth and Governance, how do you vote on this? All those in favor, state aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Oh, it passes. Committee members, all those in favor, state aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? It passes. So,
Thank you very much.
A lot of hoops to jump through, but meetings to go to, but the next steps. And
yeah, notes. So there'll be your items will go before the county board, and then but you do not need to appear. The committee chair will present the item before the county board, and then once that takes place and the county executive signs, then your surveyor already has all the information to make the corrections. And once all those things are completed, then it can be recorded, and then the parcel will be created. All right?
Does that have to go to the town board again?
It does not go back to the town.
Can I hear that you milk 500 cows?
Yes.
All by hand.
Yeah. I grew up milking 30, and that was a great plenty.
That's all to you. We host a dairy breakfast out of our place.
Wow.
And, yeah, and we're milking like 38 cows every time.
God bless you.
32.
Well, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you for continuing.
Thank you very much.
Sorry the process is so long for doing this, but it's there for a reason.
It keeps them in shape.
I got to get my permits for this thing.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great
night.
Have a
good
So then item number eight is a public hearing on the proposed comprehensive plan amendment, planning and development and extension education committee 19675th Street, Suite 1853, Bristol, Wisconsin, 53104. Sponsor requests approval of a draft annual report, a multi-jurisdictional plan for Kenosha County 2035. This is the 2022 annual report. So with that report, the county meets annually, and let me see if I find the report. There it is. And we meet with all the communities typically in February or March, and we go through all the changes that each community has completed in regards to the comprehensive plan change. And so this document takes into account all that and references it. And so the first portion just goes through all those changes, so we have a reference of what's taken place. And then this document, which originated in 2010 when the original comprehensive plan was completed, has goals and objectives, and that's where I'm getting to right now. Well, just for your sake, this map gets updated from all the different comp plan changes that are made in all the communities of Kenosha County, so this is the most updated map that shows that. And so then we have these goals and objectives of the plan that I wanted to just highlight a couple of the changes that were approved by the committee. And so this first one is just a program change to ongoing, because this is the fact that we're working on the hazard mitigation plan currently. SORPAC is working with emergency management on doing their five-year update. So that's why we made that change there to ongoing, because we're currently in that process. And then there's a change down here, which was in addition to a program addition, which is develop and implement a plan to provide micro transit transportation to the county's employment centers. And so we've been working with CABA on pursuing that possibility in the county, because there are issues with our residents in certain areas of the community getting to the employment centers in Kenosha, kind of like in the Amazon U-Line area, and in Pleasant Prairie in their industrial park, and there's not enough demand for buses. And so there is a pilot program that was done and sponsored by SewerPAC in Milwaukee that are learning about, to see if people can get rides by vans or cars, kind of like an Uber-ish type thing, but it's subsidized from a standpoint of being able to provide the cost. So we're working with them on that, and that's an added program. Then we had, in addition to this existing program, which was in regards to the broadband, we wanted to reference the fact that we do have a Kenosha County Broadband Advisory Committee. Right now, we had one meeting, we have another one tomorrow. And so that is going to be ongoing. We just wanted to reference that, because this is something that actually has been a goal all along, but now we're actually working on it. And then the last one here is program change to ongoing, but we also just changed this to seek opportunities in regards to attracting businesses to our area, and we just wanted to kind of change the wording because of the fact that we're actually doing the seeking ourselves. We're just not waiting for it to come, and we're trying to go get what we want for our communities. Then the last thing is just this information here. I think I've mentioned to our committee before, but we're currently, Kenosha County, as well as all the other communities, but Kenosha County is going through their, in a sense, 10-year update to the whole comprehensive plan. And with that, we have looked at creating and are creating a new element to the plan, and it's in regards to health. And so this sentence indicates that we're working on that. And then this yesterday, from when we met with Aaron, he was just asking, like, what would that chapter look like? And I have that here. Let me just enlarge that so we can all read it. So this is the outline that we were working with SewerPAC and with the Division of Health.
Division of Health is currently going through a community health assessment, and I think they have one of their meetings coming up in a week or two that some of you may be participating in, but they're working to try to figure out what are the highest issues in our community that needs to be addressed. And with that, we'll kind of blend it into with planning on where planning and health can intersect and where planning can help with the health of the community. And these are the bullet points of areas that we would be looking at, which are active living, which would deal with park recreation, active transportation, walkable communities, land use environmental resources, which would deal with compact urban development, community design and environmental corridors, deal with food and nutrition, access to healthy foods and food deserts that exist in our community, safety and crime, dealing with traffic calming, safe routes to school, trail lighting and wayfinding signs, and then access to health care with having hospitals and clinics in all the different areas that we need.
So I'm clear, Andy, this is not in the document currently. This is an outline for a separate meeting that's ongoing, but it's not inclusive as of this date?
Correct. Correct. So when the comprehensive plan that we're working on right now and amending and updating, it, once we get to the point that it gets approved by the multi-jurisdictional committee and we have a public hearing, it'll come to this committee and then it'll go to the county board. So with all that said, we're just presenting the 2022 update and just asking for your approval.
And where this came from was I'd asked Andy, I said, well, what's the definition of the health element? And so now I had some more information. So after that, it's really just it's all the yellow highlighted items that we're voting on here tonight, right?
The whole document that includes those updates, right.
Yeah. Okay. And this has already been reviewed and approved back in February 28th.
Correct, by the multi-jurisdictional committee.
Yep. Okay.
I make a motion that we accept the 2022 annual report comprehensive plan amendment.
I'll second.
Motion by Supervisor Gashke, second by Supervisor Franco. Do I need to ask if there's anybody in the audience that? No. Committee members? Okay.
Well, actually, so it is a public hearing.
Yeah. Anybody here to speak in favor of this? Anybody here to speak in favor? Anybody here to speak against? Anybody here to speak against? Seeing none of either. Any other comments, questions of the committee members? Seeing none, I'll start with Yig. All those in favor state aye.
This is a roll call, April? Because it's a resolution, so it's... Just make sure.
Yeah, okay, I guess we're going to... You get to say aye again if you want. Yeah. So we're going to do roll call. Please help us, April.
Youth and Governance Kuhagan?
Aye.
Youth and Governance Seisel?
Aye.
Supervisor Franco?
Aye.
Supervisor Gashke?
Aye.
Supervisor Carroll?
Aye.
Supervisor Bashaw?
Aye.
And Supervisor Kubicki?
Aye.
Okay. Ayes have it, passes.
All right. Do we have any minutes to approve?
April 12th, 23. I think I emailed them out yesterday or the day before.
Okay. Do I have a motion on minutes?
Motion to approve the minutes.
Second.
Motion by Supervisor Bashaw, second by Supervisor Gashke. All those in favor, starting with Yig first?
Aye.
State aye. Committee members, all those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? All right, data passes. And now, point that you've been waiting for. Citizen comments, and we don't have a microphone here, so.
Oh, I think I can make myself be heard.
I think you can probably handle that.
I am here to speak on the environment. I'm concerned that the response to curb climate change is just too slow.
For the record, could you give
me record. Thank you very much. My name is Marita Huff. I live at 7939 34th Avenue. And I don't remember. I'm O'Day's group where it is. I'm concerned that the response to curb climate change is too slow. We can see the changing weather patterns, the changing ocean currents, changing sea levels, all of which are set in motion by warming and which will take a long time to set right if that's even possible. Without gentle, frequent rain and moderate temperatures, we won't be able to grow the food we need, and hunger will be a will lead to destabilizing governments and decline in civilized behavior. And this is the future that our children and grandchildren will have to endure if we don't act quickly, and I think you all know all of that. In our area, we have many large warehouse buildings that would be ideal for solar arrays, but none of them have them in this county, although IKEA in Milwaukee County has had theirs installed voluntarily. The most recent and largest warehouse is Uline's nearly 1.5 million square foot building west of I-94 on 38th Street. And that joins four other buildings that are almost that big, and there's three or four more that are going to be built on that same property. I think that that section of land is 40-some acres. I'm not real sure. And that's only one of the companies that has big warehouses. At a Common Council meeting a month ago, I questioned why the subject of solar panels was not addressed in the conditional use process, and I already knew the answer. Government bodies don't have the right to mandate or interfere in private industry in this manner. So I just wanted to get the Common Council thinking about it, and now I want to get you thinking about it. The engineer that was representing Uline was present at the Common Council meeting, and he replied to the question about solar. He said that in California, they are incorporating solar panels on their new building because it's sunnier there. Well, I looked into this, and yes, besides being sunnier in California, it's also, as of January 1st, mandatory in the state of California. I doubt very much that our beloved Uline would have done it if it hadn't been mandatory. But I don't know that for a fact. At any rate, he also said that the Wisconsin Energy situation, the companies that run energy, are not that helpful. And We Energies has a program called Solar Now, which will lease the roof space of commercial, industrial, and government buildings and nonprofits, and they will handle the installation, maintenance, and operation of solar equipment without any charge whatsoever, and the energy will go into the grid. This program is aimed at the larger commercial and government host customers. Right now, we'll get back to solar now in a minute. One of the other things, the potential of Uline, Amazon, the city of Kenosha, and any other entity could have solar panels for free. How much more welcoming can you get than that? He also said that solar doesn't make sense in Wisconsin because we have winter. I have solar panels on my roof, and they work just fine in the winter. Researching again, I learned that based on the price of electricity in Wisconsin, with the average of 14 cents per kilowatt hour, the average amount of sun exposure and solar power is 3% more cost effective in Wisconsin than it is anywhere else in the United States. And have you considered how much energy the lighting, heating, and cooling of these humongous buildings require? They must be required to make the energy that they are using, in my opinion. Kenosha has what these big companies want, and that is location. That's not going to change. And the citizens shouldn't be doormats and let these rich companies flaunt common sense, even if government bodies are not able to limit their power. So the thing that I'm really wanting to bring forward now is that the Public Service Commission allowed We Energies to begin the Solar Now project as a pilot program in 2018. It was limited to 34, I believe, megawatts. It has been very popular. Several schools, businesses, and the Harley-Davidson Museum are participating and have the solar panels on their roofs, and they love it. some of the members of the Public Service Committee are not as enthralled. They really, some are speaking against solar now because they see We Energies as monopolizing the solar situation, and they think that the owners of the roof should have a right to get the energy into their own buildings since it's generated on their roof, rather than have it fed into the grid. To me, these seem like piddly concerns compared to the dire outcomes of climate change. There will be a public comment period coming up, I don't know when, during which we can make a case for this program, for Solar Now. I implore you as individuals, since I guess I don't have any right to implore you as elected officials, since you can't control private industry, to be thinking about the potential of this program. It took several years to get the site cleared for the Paris Solar Farm. You all know about the Paris Solar Farm. Maybe you had something to do with that. I don't know. But there's a lot of people to this day that aren't thrilled with the idea of taking farmland and using it for solar generation. If we used large roofs the way that We Energy wants to use them for the solar panels, think of the amount of energy that could be generated. That 40 acres where U-Line is about the same size as the old solar farm in Paris. And I don't know if they have to install transmission lines to solar farms, but right on I-94, all of those warehouses just line up right along I-94. It would be relatively inexpensive to have those lines for carrying the energy. And if we could have that much energy generated throughout the We Energies area, which was what could happen if the Public Service Commission passes this, think of the amount of energy that could be generated. The closing of the coal power plant at Oak Creek, which the neighborhood there has been fighting for years, would become a foregone conclusion. We Energies is not crazy about building new power plants. It's very expensive. And so if this could go through, they wouldn't need to think about building more power plants. And so I just am hoping that each of you will think maybe there's people you can influence in ways that we can make this happen. So thank you. The other thing on the drive here, they had a thing on public radio about carbon dioxide capture. Ever heard of that? You have, in the smokestacks of power plants and industries. And they put it in through pipelines, and they store it underground. And if by chance, and the pipelines are not that well regulated because they don't know what to do with it, if by chance that pipeline were to rupture, which it has in a couple of places, the gas is odorless, and it just comes out, displaces the oxygen. A car with three men in it, the engine stopped running because engines need oxygen to run. Their car stopped, the CO2 got in their car, they all became unconscious and nearly died and still have nerve damage to this day. And we think this is a good solution to our carbon problems. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Any other citizens? Seeing none. Andy, any other business allowed by law?
The only thing I want to mention is that we do have a meeting in June, and as you should know by now, is that we were looking to move it from the 14th to June 7th, and we have everything set up for that. We just need one more step to make sure that the county board chair is okay with that, and mainly it's all because of me, because I won't be here on the 14th.
Is it all about you?
For that meeting it is, so that's the reason why we're moving it. So I appreciate all the work that everyone has to do with changing it, but we're all set, and it doesn't cause any problems with any of the petitioners that were coming on the 14th, because they all making it through their local towns. So keep that in mind, and I think that's, do you remember how many?
We have four applications, three rezonings, one CSM. And I just wanted to mention, I think it's the last evening for Rebecca and Ms. Page.
Do you guys mind if we take a photo?
Yeah.
No, we'll do it afterwards. Or we can do it now.
Is there anything else? Should we adjourn?
Wait, you know what? I think it's your opportunity to vote, or to not vote, but to bring forward something. Yeah.
Yeah. I'll second it.
There you go.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. We're adjourned.
Do you want us at the table like
this? No, this is fine.
Yeah.
Fine.
I'm not sure.